Yeah, in the army, one of the stories he always tells me, he wasn't a very religious man, but I think when you're Jewish, it's part of your soul. And when he went into the army, he had three sisters. He was the only boy, so apple of my grandma's eye, even though she called him Angel, that was a bad trick. And when he joined the army, he took his talus with him. For the members of the Jewish community, obviously, you'll know what a talus is. It kind of looks like a small table runner. It's white with fringes on and blue, three blue stripes at the end of it, like a scarf almost. And he took his talus, which was in a talus bag, with him wherever he went. And he went to North Africa. He went all over the world, literally. But he always took his talus bag with him. And he was in some far-flung place, and he realized he'd lost his talus. And he was really, really upset about this. Anyway, he sort of carried on, and apparently a few weeks went by, and a young army private came and said, "Oh, Sergeant Muscovich, I found your table runner." And this private must have thought, "Why is this man carrying his table?" But I do remember that. I do remember, obviously, both my parents telling me that my dad was sent to an army camp in Cornwall, St Morgan, I think it was, in Cornwall, and they went to this particular army camp. And a few days after they arrived there, some young WAFs arrived to do a show. Of course, my mum was one of the WAFs, and after a whirlwind romance, he proposed to this young WAF. So really, I mean, it was tough for my dad. It was a hard war for my dad. But those are some of my memories.